Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining Dr. Perletta Ramos and Roz Shell in Living Life Powerfully. We help you turn the ordinary into the extraordinary by claiming your power, getting your heart in the game, and learning how to live from the inside out. Let's create more happiness and success in your life.
Welcome, friends. Are you a visionary? In other words, have you ever been so consumed by a strong desire to have something accomplished through you, maybe even around you, inside of you, that it literally takes over your waking and even dreaming hours? I firmly believe that everyone is born with unique gifts, purpose, and potential, and that every single human being wants to fulfill their highest, truest expression of themselves. Although we have all been connected at some point in our lives to this vision of realizing our purpose, we may have allowed other priorities to overshadow our vision. A wise person once said, "Your vision must be greater than your connection, or your connections will trample your vision." And it is so true. Today, we have the pleasure of finding out how our special guest, Pam Raj, has transcended obstacles and connections in keeping her vision fresh, alive, and real. Pam's academic achievements include an undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering from the University of Texas, an MBA in marketing and logistics from Ohio State University, and most recently, an MSW from Wayne State University, and her work experience is equally impressive. 10 years experience in corporate America and an additional 10 years experience in the social work and physical fitness arenas. I have a hunch that Pam is just getting started. So welcome, Pam. Welcome this morning.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you know, what I'd really like to do is hear it from you. What is your vision, Pam?
Okay, well, I've had this vision for about close to 9 years now, and my vision is to create services in each and every domestic violence agency across America and the world. Domestic violence is an international, worldwide social problem, to incorporate a mind-body wellness center that uses a proposed intervention that I have experience with, which I would call at this time fitness-based psychotherapy. It's my vision that each and every woman entering a domestic violence agency across the world is offered the opportunity to experience this combined intervention, which I believe can provide a foundation for healing and thriving.
Wow.
The vision is that the leaders of this wellness center are dual certified in fitness and psychodynamic counseling so that they can provide the clients with a strong foundation to realize their highest potential.
Wow.
Does that sound good?
Oh, does that ever sound good? And it's so...
I share that vision with you.
I know.
Go ahead.
It's like, that's what we need. That's what we need.
That's what we need.
That combination, yeah. Yes. And it can be a catalyst for changing,
exactly.
some of what's going on in our world. So, Pam, for you, what inspired you to create this vision?
Well, it all kind of started in 2007. So if I can do my math right, about 9 years ago. One of my catalysts was definitely the birth of my two children. I can't think of something changing your life more than the birth of a child. And I believe that having my children put me into a deeper state of consciousness. way I'd describe it. Following my children, I moved to Detroit, Michigan area, and I was at a new place. I hadn't been. I had grown up in Jackson, Michigan, back in the 70s, but I really hadn't come back around this part of the country. And so I was in a new place. I had was no longer working in my corporate America job. My role had switched, and I was feeling a little bit lost and a little bit incomplete. And I decided, just like most moms after having their children, hey, let me lose some weight. So let me go get into, you know, just the normal kind of thought process, right, that we all have. Hey, let me get my body back and let me get fit. So I went ahead and enrolled in a fitness program, and I really got focused on this program. Okay, I had some coaches that were helping me out. And I believe that through this intense fitness program, I would say that I had what's called a spiritual awakening in 2007. Okay. And placing myself in this program, I added about 6 to 8 months into it, I added psychotherapy. And this promoted a self-realization process for me, this combination. I feel like I had got a higher sense of awareness, a higher state of consciousness, and this is the catalyst that inspired me to form and develop spiritual fitness.
I love what you're speaking to. It's like just taking what's going on in your life, just having a child, you know, just moving. I mean, how you allowed yourself to open up. And I'm sure there were a lot of challenges in that, you know, in that whole experience as well. But you really took it and took what it did to you, for you, and you've turned it into a vision that's going to help thousands of women all across the world.
I believe
just
that it will.
Up.
And prior,
I want to follow up on something that Ron said in terms of you mentioning there was a spiritual awakening, and it started with fitness and then ended up kind of including the spiritual component. And then it sounds like it evolved into the domestic violence arena, because that's where you want to focus. How did that happen?
Well, prior to going into the gym in 2007, I was experiencing some self-doubt, some fear, okay, a lack of purpose. I had some repetitive thoughts of fear, and I really didn't know where I was headed. Okay, so I was looking for direction, and I have experienced some level of abuse in my own background. Okay, so I knew that there was something impacting me. I just really couldn't verbalize it. I really couldn't state that was really kind of the root, maybe some of my confusion. So as I got further and more deep into the program and combined it with the psychotherapy, it became clear to me that there were some things that ongoing in my childhood that I wanted to heal. And so I went back and went on this journey to heal those. And I thought, hey, if this is something that worked for me, why not have it help other people?
Absolutely.
But
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It was the fitness that pulled it out of me, okay, and even gave me the opening or the courage to go into psychotherapy, because I didn't grow up in a background where you seek therapy. I grew up pretty, I would say, pretty conservative. You know, mental illness is a stigma. We don't need to see therapists, that kind of thing. So I didn't really ever think about going to see a therapist. But I believe it was opening up from the fitness program that allowed me to, hey, think about some other ideas, try something different.
Hmm. So, Pam, I'm just curious, how did you capture that inspiration? Because it sounds like during these times there was a lot going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
and as all the new experiences and thoughts, yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I had just moved. I had, you know, no longer was in a 10-year corporate America career that I had given up. I had two kids. So you're right, there was a lot of change. I would say it in just two short words, okay? How I captured it was through deep connection and unconditional love. Those are the two main things where I was able to capture inspiration and internalize it.
And actually internalize it. And then you wanted to do it for your living. So what made you want to just get out of the engineering field and do this for a living?
That's a great question, Raj, and I'm glad that you asked me that. Prior to the awakening, okay, and you can have many terms for it, I'm just calling it that, I spent most of my life selecting careers and lifestyles that pleased other people. I think a lot of us do that. They were considered what would be the right thing or the right way, according to my family and friends. And through this process, I found myself in an inauthentic place, never quite feeling right. And this kind of culminated because I got deeper into my feelings after having my kids. So that's where that fear, self-doubt, you know, what's my path, that kind of uneasiness. So I developed what's called a false self that was slowly eating away at me. And I would say that I achieved success by most standards, reaching a managerial position in corporate America, being married and having two kids. But even after all that, I really felt quite empty. So when I went on this journey, I would often, after I would do a workout, which was more intense, by the way, than anything I had done. So I believe it was that intensity of for my specific experience that helped me open up and helped me express myself. I would often say to my coaches that were helping me out in this program that, you know, work should be fun. You should be jumping out of bed and excited to do what you want to do. It shouldn't be just a chore where you just show up and, you know, collect a check and go back home. It should be a way of life, and it should line up with your core beliefs. And one of my core beliefs was to serve people. And so many would say, well, you know what, you're in a dream land. You're not, you know, have fun with that. But I really believe that if I stuck with my passion, that, you know, one day I could. And knowing Raj for, actually, Raj is my dear friend who's actually been on this journey with me, and I've known her for about 7-8 years, right? We've known each other.
Yeah.
And so, I really believe that if I stuck with it, I have found something that I could do for life. And it helped me. So, hey, if it helped me at such a deep level, it could help some other people. It may not be for everybody, but it could definitely help. I can't be the only one, is what I thought to myself. So it was truly what I would call, or what Oprah would call, an aha moment. And not to sound cliche, but it really, really was. And I would describe it as an inner voice that said, this is it, that without a shadow of a doubt, you found your place in life. You found your purpose. And you found the place in your world that you fit in and something that you're truly passionate about.
And I love what you're speaking to here. It's this sense of serving others through your own experiences and using that as a catalyst for allowing you to keep, you know, really capturing this vision and creating something out of it. So, Pam, let me ask you, what advice would you give to our listeners who perhaps are sitting there, maybe they're confused about really holding on to their vision, they're questioning it, they're doubting themselves, and they're even questioning if they can even bring it to reality? What would you say to our listeners?
I would say that confusion is okay and it's normal, okay? And the longer we can remain in that uncomfortable zone, the more we can tackle it, the more we can make it come to life. So there's nothing wrong with any of us being confused. That's the first thing I want to say to anybody who's listening to this. We all are confused at times. And that's
yes,
okay.
I know I am.
I mean, we don't know everything, so that's okay. Mm-hmm. But what mm-hmm. we want to develop is a comfort zone of being uncomfortable. And that's the transformation I went through, is how to remain in a state of uncomfort, that not everything has to be known. I was kind of a control freak. I need to know this. I need to know that. Well, sometimes we don't need to know. We just need to know that this is our idea. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. The second piece of advice is to never give up. Okay, and you've heard that, you know, from many motivational speakers. But to elaborate on that is to listen to your inner voice, and how to continue to listen to your inner voice, especially if it's blocked or if it's distracted, which for many of us it is, with what we should be doing and what our responsibilities and roles and obligations are, is to incorporate a tool so that inner voice can continue to stay with you. And by incorporating a tool, you know, everybody may have a different tool, but some of the things that that I would recommend would be to get out in nature, okay? Some kind of maybe physical fitness, if that's something you can do, like dancing, running, or swimming. Meditation, art. Mm-hmm. It really can be a whole lot of things. Martial arts. It's whatever puts you in a state of kind of nourishing your soul and shutting down your thoughts, day-to-day obligatory thoughts or automatic thoughts. And once you've found those couple of things, continue and make it a discipline to do those and never stop doing them, whatever those might be. Okay, and that inner voice will continue to develop and continue to, you'll be able to listen to it more clearly. And then the third piece of advice, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Pam. I was just going to say, you know, that unknown, I just recently read that the, you know, when it's the unknown is to think of it, we have to turn that into curiosity, because I think most of us are very comfortable in that unknown area. Go ahead with the third step.
The third one is, without a doubt, you have to be willing to take a risk. I'm not here to say that this is easy, and it doesn't come without. We can have all the visions we want and put up the vision boards, but in order to manifest and make it a reality, you will be giving up some other things. There's no doubt about it. So there will be some risk involved. You know, you can go at your own pace with your vision. You can take the risk piece by piece, or you can do it all at once. That's up to you, but there will be some risk.
Sacrifice, right? There has
sacrifice,
to be.
Yeah.
You have to take that leap of faith.
Yeah, you have to take that leap of faith. That's a great way to say it. And I think it's a good point what you said, transforming that uncomfortableness into curiosity. So instead of shutting it down and getting scared, asking questions, okay, and going out and trying to find the answers.
You know, which brings me to some of the obstacles that we're going to encounter along the way in making our vision come to reality. So what would you say are some of the key elements that one must adhere to at all times? You just simply cannot let go of these things.
Okay. It's kind of what I talked about just a little bit, is you must adhere to that, ensuring that you are having that inner voice come alive, okay? And that, through what I believe, through a discipline of meditative option, okay, which is could be just having silence, either performing an active meditation, walking in nature, those kind of things, is something that has to be adhered to, because you need to keep that inner voice alive, right? I mean, you might mm-hmm. have a job you hate that you still have to go to while you keep your vision alive. You might have, you know, be working, be having children, be having to do housework, but then making that time for yourself to continue to hear that voice. And even if it's a small amount, action steps that you could take, okay? And if you stop doing those, the vision's going to be stopped. Okay, so even if it's 15 minutes, all you have where you're at right now, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it and continuing with it, that's the piece of never giving up.
So did you ever feel like giving up? I mean, did you encounter your own obstacles?
Yes.
And
I
what
have,
did you do?
We're all, yeah, we all have obstacles, and that's, you know, art, that's what comes along the way. I had a whole slew of obstacles, okay? And so will anyone who's doing this or who has a vision they want to implement, okay? First of all, I had most family members that were not supportive, okay? And that's okay. What I learned through that is that we are all one big family. We're all integrated. So I created family and friends that were supportive. So we can create anything. We're not bound by our immediate family that we grew up with and their thoughts and behaviors. That was a huge lesson for me, okay? And we're not bound by our five friends that may not agree with what we're doing. So to really believe in yourself, even if no one around you is really, you know, may not agree with it, okay? And then to create a support so that there are some people you're going to find. The stronger you believe in, you're going to attract those people. So that was the first thing. And then I also had to do a lot of forgiving. So there was a lot of blame. There was a lot of past experiences that I wasn't fond of. And I had to go through a process of forgiving and letting go. I had to let go of relationships that were not supportive, that were blocking me. And those are not easy things to do. I had to let go of the past, which is also very difficult. I had to let go of competition and comparison. I had to finally see myself for who I was, accept myself, and accept others. Okay, and these, you know, they were all challenges, especially the way I was socialized and conditioned. These were all growing experiences for me. I had to face some of my fears. Okay, head on, you know, public speaking was one of them, and I just kept doing it over and over again. I would use what's called the flood technique, which is just to go out there and do it in a safe manner, you know, picking things that obviously that I could do. So I had to face the fears. The other one was that it was taking a lot longer than I thought. like a lot longer. Okay, so I was kind of like, hey, I thought this was going to be a couple year thing and I'd have things up and running. I mean, no, this became a 9 year going on my 9 years. So my concept of time was kind of off. And this is what happens to a lot of people because the vision comes quick, okay? But then the implementation, so the implementation takes time, and there's so many steps to it. But you learn as you go along that, oh, this has to come first, and you're grateful for that experience because without that, you couldn't go to the next phase. So not looking at it as a failure.
I was going to say, I really appreciate what you're speaking to, particularly around, I mean, all of it, but in particular around, you know, life takes time, growth takes time, and in our society, we're so inundated with this instant communication, you know, expectations of, you know, a success, quote-unquote, overnight, and the reality
right.
is what you're speaking of is a spiritual journey, and the journey is a lifelong journey, and some believe it's multiple life. You know, that you evolve. And so you didn't speak
to exactly
this, but
right.
I think there's patience, you know, with yourself and with others that you hopefully will learn, which will help you along the process.
Yes. Yeah, thanks, Perletta, because I really agree with that, having the patience. And you, the other message is there's no shortcuts. Okay, we live in immediate gratification society. We want things quickly. Like you said, we compare, everybody wants to be successful. Everybody's idea of success is different. So really to let go of that and going on your own timeline, accepting yourself and understanding that there are several steps to the process and there's really no fast pace. You know, you can, there's certain lessons you have to learn along the way, and everything is there. Everything's out there for your greater good. So once you're willing to accept the obstacles, okay, that's the key, and work through them, then you're able to, you know, continue along that path.
You know, when you talk about risk and sacrifice, I mean, that's, I can see that you've sacrificed a lot, and I've seen that you have become an expert in taking risk as well. But, you know, this has benefited you in great ways, I know, in your life. And how do you feel that it has enhanced your life?
Wow, that's a great, I mean, it's really in so many ways, but I'll just say a few things. It's really brought me to a place of authenticity and accepting myself and being at peace with who I am. And there's really nothing you can place about, you know, there's no way to measure that. So that's really been one of the biggest, one of the largest enhancements. And then what I've noticed from that is I've attracted friends and people in my life that are a fit for me, rather than projecting in a false way and then attracting people that don't need to be there. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. So I found people along, yeah, I found people along my path that were truly meant for me because I was out there being myself. I've developed stronger self-esteem, more self-confidence. Just kind of life has become an adventure, okay? There's less fear, and I've been more alive, okay, more in the moment. So it's really been quite enhancing and quite an enriching experience for me.
And you can't go to any store, Nordstrom's, Fifth Avenue, and buy that, can you?
That's
you
exactly
have to
right.
create it. You have to create it. How do
you
keep yourself
right.
grounded? Right? You can't buy
right.
it.
Right. You can't
How
buy it.
How do you keep
nope.
yourself grounded?
So this is a good question as well, and I think I've kind of mentioned it by saying a few times about that inner voice and then using those tools, okay? It's the same thing. That's actually what grounds you, is you come back to yourself. So
okay.
if you incorporate a daily routine, which is what I do, and my tools, okay, these are my tools. Everybody will have their own list, but my tools are fitness, meditation, nutrition, sleep, spiritual-based groups, which I have been involved with Raj, continuing to foster relationships with my coaches and counselors. And then, of course, my children are kind of an automatic grounding.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite quote, Pam?
Well, if anybody knows me, they know that I'm a quote freak, okay, on social media.
Uh-huh.
My main message.
That's why
there.
I'm asking.
So my friend Rod knows that. So I tried to scale it down, and the one I'm going to, I have a lot of different ones, but the one that started my journey, okay, is from the Dalai Lama, and I posted it up when I first started, when I had to just, everything was just so overwhelming. I was letting go of so many things. I was having a lot of fear, but at the same time, a lot of vision, and that was never give up, and the quote is, no matter what is going on, never give up. Develop the heart. Too much energy in your country is spent on developing the mind instead of the heart. Be compassionate, not just to your friends, but to everyone. Be compassionate. Work for peace in your heart and in the world. Work for peace, and I say again, never give up. No matter what is happening, no matter what is going on around you, never give up.
Well, thank you so much, Pam. We are out of time, and we're going to have to bring you back on again one day. So how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I do. My company name is... The company name is...
Can you give a quick email?
Yes, Spiritual Fitness, and the email is spiritualfitness12@gmail.com. I'll be happy to take questions and comments on my email account. So once again, it's spiritualfitness12@gmail.com. And I really thank you, Raj and Perletta, for having me on the show today.
Well, thank you for being on, and I want to thank all of our listeners, and feel free to contact us at pearlrajradio@gmail.com and like our Facebook page, Living Life Powerfully. Be true, be amazing, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.